All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Games Corner, Adult Games Corner, whatever you want to call it, and we are promoting Shady Corner Games Under the Hood. This game is going to be available in just a couple days, but I happen to have a pre-released version of it, and I want to go through it and just basically give you guys the skinny on whether or not this is worth picking up. I heard it's like Arkanoid, and I suck at Arkanoid, so this could be funny for you guys. Okay. Difficulty. Let's go with normal. How hard can it be, right? I already suck at Arkanoid. Now, we know about Shady Ludcart. Great game. Highly recommend you pick it up. There's so much to do, and it's still under construction right now. Start game. I need some nuts, but I need to lock and loot. Okay. Day one. Today starts your first shift at a local garage known as Trisha's Pits. Seeing the ad in the local coffee shop, you realize you are still green when it comes to mechanics. They'll most likely be looking for wrench monkeys, but even if it's just to sweep the floors, you think you could pick up some knowledge along the way. You enter the garage, and the smell of oil and grease hits your nose like a slap to the face. Despite the sea of mess and exhaust fume stains, there feels like a sense of order to this place. Tripping over what you assume is a fitting to an engine. Oh, okay, a fitting to an engine, you hear spanners drop in the distance. A well-rigged woman, yeah, I will say so, walks over to you from between the two car frames. Let's get that right.
Hey there.
Why, hello there. You must be our new set of hands. Her voice enters your ears like a mother's warm embrace. Really? You can tell just from this she has to be the boss. Let's try that one again. You can tell just from this she has to be the boss.
Yes.
I'm Trish. Welcome to my garage. Hope you're ready to get down and dirty.
Oh.
You feel a shiver up your spine from those words. What does she mean by that?
Steady on.
Oh, hun, don't be scared. I won't bite. We're a well-oiled machine here. You're just a new part that needs some care and attention. You wonder to yourself if she uses those terms with everyone, or is it just you? It could also be the fuel fumes in the air talking. Around here, most of the work we do is removing blocks from engines. It's as easy as throwing a spanner at them. Yeah, you try dealing with an engine block. Those motherfuckers are heavy. Like, you gotta have some muscles upon muscles to pick up some of these engine blocks. Take a chance to look over the manual I emailed you. It has all the things we work with. The manual for the game can be found on the main menu under How to Play. It'll show you all the parts we work with and what they do, but hey, let's start with the basics.
Oh.
Let's break down some blocks in this engine we just got in. It's easy as pie.
Aww.
This'll be easy for a strapping man such as yourself.
Oh.
Also, don't be afraid to tighten a few extra nuts while you're under the hood. Doing extra work like that gets you work benefits. The feeling you had in your spine has now located itself to your crotch as you try to contain yourself from her voice.
Show me what you can do.
Let's get started. I'm here to disappoint.
Show me what you can do.
Oh no, it is Arkanoid. Uh-oh. Oopsie!
Steady on.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cool. Ooh! Oh! Oh, don't I get anything special? No! It's just Arkanoid, you can do it! Ah, damn it! You know they made a new Arkanoid, right? And I tried playing it, and I got the same result.
Show me what you can do.
Alright. It don't matter if there's an attractive anime waifu there, I'm still gonna suck at Arkanoid. Damn! Yeah, I think I won! Nope. It's gonna be that one damn one. Ooh!
Better let me take it off. Show me what you can do.
Oh lord, we got another board? Hey, that was cool.
Keep
Hey, when you tighten them things, it gives you something. Just slow and steady wins the race. No! Damn, do I have to start from the first board again?
Show me what you can do.
As I said, this is going to be funny for you guys because Grim sucks at Arkanoid. But he might be getting better at Arkanoid. And of course, I'm playing on normal, not the easy mode, which is what I probably should have tackled. But I said to myself, oh, how difficult can it be? Kinda reminds me a little bit of the Gyromite soundtrack. Yeah, I was one of the kids that got Gyromite with his Nintendo. I didn't get Rob the Robot, but I got Gyromite. I had Gyromite, Super Mario Bros. 3, which I thought was the greatest game in the world for the time, and a Hydlide, which I'd rather not talk about right now. Oh, wow.
Come have some of Mama's milk.
New CG unlocked. Not the most conventional way of removing blockages and inches, but it gets the job done. Throwing a wrench at things was quite fun and relaxing, not what you expected.
Nice work.
Great job. I would say you're more than ready to take care of the bigger jobs we have. Trish smiles at you, and somehow her smile cancels out everything in the room for just a brief moment.
Good job.
We have a busy month ahead of us, so just clean up your tools and we can call it a day. You can't tell if it's the aroma of the underarm Trish is wearing. The underarm deodorant. You just forgot deodorant. No big deal, they'll fix it in a patch. Trish is wearing are the oil fumes, but you're hooked to this job already. Trish gets you to clean up the garage for your first day. Breaking blocks does create quite the mess. The night sky shines through the garage doors, and after realizing how late it is, you start to think about dinner. It's a coin flip between lasagna or leftover slow cook, both tempting options. As you let these thoughts take over your mind, you grab your jacket as you get ready to leave. I personally had homemade chili tonight. Good stuff. Out of the corner of your eyes capture a sight almost timed to perfection. Trish, after a hard day's work, adjusting herself, her thick body almost escaping her overalls. Your cravings for food are almost non-existent for just a brief moment as you gaze upon her. A million questions race through your mind, how soft they must be, how warm her embraces are. You shake your head, returning to reality. Time for dinner. No chance for a dessert like that. Day 2. Your second shift at the garage starts today, so you made sure to get to work extra early. The work yesterday was pretty easy, though I feel as time goes on, things might get harder. Yeah. As you enter the garage, your nose expects to smell Trish, but the power of rubber overpowers anything. At the end of the garage, a girl with a long ponytail is bending over a toolbox, shuffling through it with her hands. Just then, she looks up and notices you. And your feet really do give away the fact that you walk heavier than you think. Oh, okay. I see. That really doesn't need to be a comma there. Because it says, just then she looks up and notices you. Your feet really do give away the fact that you walk heavier than you think.
Yeah.
Well, howdy there. You must be the new hand Mama hired yesterday. I'm Sylvie. You almost choke on your own breath. This is Trish's daughter? How could this job get any better?
Sure.
Mama is currently out picking up some new mufflers, so she might be a spell. Care to give me a hand? I hope Mama wasn't too mean to you with the workload yesterday. She likes to start engines blazing. Does this entire family just speak in double meanings? This is going to be dangerous for your health.
Okay.
Most of the jobs I got to deal with today have pistons in them. Piston spit wrenches, in case you didn't know. You learn something new every day. It can be a good thing or a bad thing, and sometimes the more spanners, the quicker the job. There's so much to look out for with more than one spanner, but luckily the pistons will stop working if we whack them. To anyone else, this would sound like crazy talk, but after yesterday's introduction, you aren't even fazed with the work ethic. This time around, we got at least 6 engines to get through. Hope you're ready to saddle up. You thought most of your heart racing would be gone yesterday, but Selvie seems to have brought it right back. Her smooth belly and cute breasts are not exactly what you were expecting to get this early in the morning. Hun, you okay? You look like you clocked out for a second. You shake your heart rapidly. Perhaps all that new landscape you took in really made you fog up. All right, here we go.
Get to work.
All right, this might be a little harder because they spit wrenches. Oh! 2 wrenches.
Wait.
It's only 2 wrenches. You can do it, Grim. Oh! I lost my wrench. Damn. And trying to get that one. Oh! Yeah!
Let's get to work.
I'm getting better at Arkanoid. Maybe I should actually play the Arkanoid remaster. Well, it's a remake. Yeah, they straight up remade Arkanoid. Maybe I should play that after this. Oh! Okay, that's all right. We got some more. Don't worry, that spanner's gonna spit out another wrench. Oh! Jesus. Jesus! No! I just need one. Oh, damn it. You gotta hit it again. You probably gotta hit it like 2 times. Hold on. Oh, we get some more wrenches. I don't really need the other wrench right now, though. Wish I could add it to my wrench pile, but whatever. That would suck if I fucked up this last one. But I don't... Oh, hold on. I mean, could still fuck it up. Oh! Oh, it's hard to get that one! Oh!
Don't worry. Let's get to work.
She's like, don't worry, it happens. Well, it happens if you're me and you suck at Arkanoid. But that's alright. I think I'm getting a little better. They say practice makes perfect. Focus, young grasshopper. Okay. Here we go. Boom!
Let's get to work!
Okay, so there's actually 3 boards here.
Wait!
didn't know that. Let's see. Uh-oh. Oh, damn it. I did it. 3 of 3. Here we go. Get that spanner. You get more wrenches. Don't lose both fucking wrenches. You are really working up a sweat with all this work. It's a wonder how people survive in the garage with so much heat. That's when you notice there isn't any air at all coming from the vents. The air com has stopped. Or the air con. That's air conditioner? It could explain the shutter and clunk you heard earlier. The damn thing must have overheated. Should be must have, but that's okay. You remember seeing the duct panel on the wall next to the main workbench. Heading over, you see a sticky note. Yes, I am well aware the aircon is broken. A team will be out to check the pads Tuesday. Signed, Trish. Well, that explains it then. At least you feel at ease knowing that the work conditions won't be like this all the time. Your throat feeling dry, you decided to head to the break room to get a drink. Maybe something from the vending machine. As you swing open the break room door, you're greeted with the last thing you're expecting to see. Against one of the cabinets is Sylvie, stark naked, leaning over, letting the air from a fan hit her skin. Sweat drips from her body. One drop you notice falling over her breast and then hitting the floor. Oops! Hold on. Oh, shit. I didn't... Sorry. Like, oh, it says pause, advance, and skip. Oh, my bad. Okay, anyway, before you realize that Sylvie is standing behind you, dressed again, looking much more refreshed from her little escapade. Sylvie gives you a look of approval, though something tells you that breaking blocks with a spanner isn't exactly rocket science.
Okay.
Okay, let's start mixing it up just a bit. I got a spare toolbox to add to the works. She reaches down, grabbing a smaller toolbox from under her bench. It's yellow, dusty, and has seen better days.
Sure.
If we add this one to your workbench, you might get some work done quicker, but you gotta be careful. This one moves faster than your blue one, so it's all about that timing. Make sure it's useful and not in the way. She passes the toolbox to you and shoots you a grin. The image from the break room is still making your pants tight. Enough standing around, sugar. Let's make some mess. Obviously an AR there. Sorry, I skipped that part, but damn, I guess that's a reason to go get the game, right? Those saucy scenes. Alright, so we have two now. Oh, I see. Yeah, it does move a little faster. I don't mind having it there, though. It makes things a little easier. There's two wrenches now. That's all right.
Let's get to work.
Oh! Well, I mean, I kind of got trapped between the two. This might be something they'll fix in a later version. I don't know. Ooh! Ooh! So you can screw yourself up with this one. Yeah! You see, you can definitely screw yourself up, so you have to be careful.
Let's get to work!
Alright.
Careful!
Lord, try that again. say. Damn! It's not exactly easy, Sylvie. You're taking a man that was bad at Arkanoid and made it more complex. More complex than Arkanoid! But, surprisingly, I think I'm holding my own. I am playing on the normal difficulty. No. Damn.
Don't worry. It happens.
I gotta get better.
Good.
No, damn it. Alright, I guess. As long as I can keep that other toolbox. Remember, that toolbox moves a little faster. Alright. Shift 2 or 3, but I only have one wrench left. You want to keep both wrenches, because, yeah, you'll get the job done faster, as they say, but then you'll lose both! Oh! It's like Arkanoid, but on steroids. But I think I can do it. Like, I'd like to finish this section at least. It all depends on my skill. Like, we'd like to give you the $1 million, Grim, but you gotta do the thing first before we can give you the $1 million. Damn. Oh, come on. Yes! This board ain't too hard, but... Oh! Yeah, see, that's the one thing about this wrench. Alright, hold on. Oh! We got two, though. Don't worry, there's a spanner there. So, oh! Yes! Remember, if I fuck up this time... Okay. Alright, we lost one. Not losing another wrench. Not losing another wrench! Damn!
Let's get to work!
We can do this, folks! Ow! Shit! I lost one wrench. Damn! Maybe we can't!
Careful.
This ain't a Bob the Builder situation. Can we fix it? No, we can't. Holy shit. And I said I was gonna drink alcohol before doing this. Damn, that would not have been good. I've been blurry and everything else. course, there's some guy like, what's the matter, Grim? I've been drinking and I'm not a... Yeah, okay, well, I suck at Alkanoid, all right? But I do like this game. It's addictive because you want to get better. It's like Ninja Gaiden. You know, Ninja Gaiden's hard as shit. Some people would say, nah, it's not that hard. But when I was a young boy, and that's all I had, I was like, well, I like the story because I literally did like the story for Ninja Gaiden. And I wanted to see more of it. So the game would reward me with these amazing cutscenes, you know? And you had to work to get them. Because, like, a lot of you guys might see those cutscenes now and be like, oh, that's no big deal. But when you were young, back in the early 90s, and you saw that on your CRTV, you're like, oh, that's so cool. I'm not saying that Under the Hood is Ninja Gaiden, but it's got some difficulty.
But I thought H games were just for fapping.
No.
Let's get to work. Good.
See, I was playing Under the Hood and almost threw my controller out. Hold on, is that the adult game? How is that difficult? You just unzip your pants. No, it doesn't work like that. Yeah! 9 bolts! Hell yeah! Finishing another set of block breakdown, you wipe away the sweat from your forehead. It really is getting hot in here. You hope that the repairman for the ducks arrives early tomorrow. You're not sure you can do one more day in these conditions. As you ponder that thought, the room starts to spin. Ever so slightly, are you falling? Did you drink enough water today? No, you didn't drink any water. You were too busy working. And then, darkness. As you start to gain back the energy to open your eyelids, you start to feel warm. Not so much all over, but in the crotch of your pants. Could you be having a wet dream? You're too dehydrated for a wet dream. It would be the driest wet dream in history. As you muster up the strength to open your eyes, you notice a figure over your crotch. You try your hardest to focus. Your eyes could be playing tricks, but you swear that Sylvie is taking your cock in her mouth like a champ. The sounds of her lips sloppy from your pre-cum. It's okay. It's okay, hun. Just relax. Let Sylvie take care of you. You just, need to relax. You widen your eyes. It really is Sylvie, sucking down on your shaft, working it over, and lathering up juices at your base. I'm sorry I didn't tell you to drink more. I hope this makes up for it. Please don't tell Mama I let you faint on the job. You try to muster up the words to reply, but nothing. You let out a groan as your cock throbs from her tongue working your tip. As you arch your head back and push with all your might, your cock squirting streams of thick cum into her cheeks. Sylvie, like a champ, takes the main dump of your spunk, letting the rest drool down your shaft. The sounds of her gagging are intoxicating. And then... oh, hun, I best drive you home. You're exhausted. Darkness again. Day 3. Yesterday just feels like a fever dream. Hell, the entire work week isn't real. How have you gone from taking a job at a mechanic's to getting your shaft serviced? The hum of the machines in the garage bring you back to reality. But quickly you notice a noise that was missing from yesterday. The air conditioner. All fixed, hon. The mechanic changed the pads. Sylvie yells across the floor, the work floor, waving at you. You start to sweat and heat up. Are they really working, or was yesterday getting to you? Okay, hon, you're gonna have to pull the lead out today. We got a lot of new engines that need breaking down. Sylvie wastes no time in getting to the task at hand. She made that quite clear yesterday. I'm gonna start mixing up engine jobs so you may get some easy ones, some tough ones, and some that bore your brains out. Just make sure you take your time, watch your wrench, and clear your bench. You nod. Well, you hope you nod, as it feels like you're gonna be frozen anytime she turns towards you. Shaking your head, you snap out of it. You got a job to do. That was a one-off, maybe. Focus. Okay, hon, let's get to work. Sylvie bends down and starts shifting an engine across the floor. You try to hide your excitement behind your toolboxes. That's almost not the word I said. We're not ready for that game yet. not the smoothest move you've made, but you are using what you can.
Let's get to work.
All right. So let's not get to work, actually. All right. So this is all I was going to show you guys. I think I've showed you guys a pretty good bit. We had an NH scene. We had some gameplay. And you pretty much know what you're getting into with this one. So if you really like Arkanoid, and like really like Arkanoid, you'll like this game. Because it does Arkanoid really well, and it adds a bunch of new stuff. It's not the same boards all the time. And you get, you know, pretty girls and some H scenes and stuff like that. And visual novel fans might like this too, because there's a lot of visual novel reading. It's almost like a visual novel. Matter of fact, there might be enough text in here to qualify it for VNDB. I don't know, but I think it could be. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's... Grimm's... Let's do Hentai Games Corner. We'll do Hentai Games Corner, it sounds right, right? Grimm's Hentai Games Corner with something else, because it won't be this one, obviously. All right, see you guys later. I'm out.